Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now to the weather here, and a freezing status yellow grip has tightened across Ireland, with temperatures set to fall to around minus 3 Celsius overnight, with sharp frost and black ice adding to treacherous travel conditions from wintry showers in the northwest to treacherous frost in the capital. I'm joined now by Met Air and meteorologist Mark Bowe. Mark, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Bright day for much of the country, but cold. So where are we at with the warnings?
Yeah, it's a bright sunny day, but the cold air is still over. So our daytime temperatures actually really struggled. We only saw highs today of around 2 or 3 degrees in many places. And indeed last night, the lows got down to around -4, even -5 degrees. Now, the cold air, that's not going anywhere. That's going to stay with us through this evening and into tonight. So temperatures again are going to plummet. Not as cold as last night, but going down to around -2, maybe even -3 degrees. So we do have yellow warnings across the entire country. Again, these are low temperature ice warnings. So we can expect plenty of frost, plenty of ice, temperatures widely below freezing. But in our northern counties, especially around Ulster and in the northwest, we are going to see some showers, which will be wintry in nature. So we will see some falls of sleet and possibly even some snow too.
Okay, and it may feel colder as well to people, but where, what areas will see the worst of it?
So, well, actually, overnight tonight, funnily enough, it's kind of counterintuitive, but when the snow is moving in, it's moving in, it's bringing cloud with it. That'll actually stop the ground from cooling down as much as you may think. So the coolest of the temperatures are actually further south across the country, and especially inland in the south as well. That's where we're going to see the -2s and -3s. But generally speaking, most areas are going to see well below freezing. So there will be plenty of frost and indeed plenty of ice. If you would have woke up this morning, you would have known exactly what that's like. And we're going to see a repeat of that tomorrow morning.
Okay, and dangers with icier conditions?
Travelling conditions are going to be especially treacherous, so give yourself plenty of time in the morning, especially when you're defrosting the car and drive slowly, because footpaths especially as well with black ice, it may not be obvious it's there. And like we were saying, this is the first real noticeable cold snap of this winter season, so you may be caught kind of unawares, especially right, when you're out about travelling, especially for those commuting hours tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and even the path outside my house, the when I turned the heating on earlier on, as the steam began to condense and drop down on the path, there was ice forming underfoot. It was a bit treacherous there. What about the rest of the week?
Well, thankfully, it's actually improving a little bit from around Tuesday. We're going to see a front move over the country on Tuesday. And what that actually does is it kind of shifts the high pressure that's been kind of blocking all this colder over further to the south. And that introduces more of a westerly flow. So we're removing the very cold northerly flow that's been responsible for all of this cold weather. But we're just replacing it essentially with a more moist westerly flow. So we've got a front moving over on Tuesday, giving us some unsettled weather. That'll continue into Wednesday and Thursday as well. And there is signs of some cooler weather returning briefly on Friday and Saturday, but it generally improves, I suppose, as we go towards the middle of the week, with a brief blip back towards lower temperatures for the end of the week.
Okay, Mark, thanks a million. Mark Bowe there, Met Air and meteorologist, thanks for joining us on that.